Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
I have a fascination with vernacular. That is words, right? I'm a bit of a wordsmith.
You're a big fan of the portmanteaus.
I am a big fan of the portmanteau. And for those of you who weren't listening to last night's program, I have invented a new portmanteau, and I'm releasing it into the wild for y'all to use however you see fit. It is simply propagandemic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, it's the word propaganda and the word pandemic. You put them together, it's a propagandemic.
So that goes in line with the scamdemic or the plandemic.
Yes.
Now we've got the propagandemic.
Yes, I think mine's better just because it has more syllables.
Okay.
But that,
I mean, you win the Scrabble match.
More points that way. Do portmanteaus count in Scrabble? I wonder if you could play.
Depends
a match
who you
of,
ask.
I wonder if you could play a match of Scrabble that's nothing but portmanteaus.
That would be difficult. I would anticipate that being difficult.
Yeah.
For a while, I had the official Scrabble dictionary.
There's an okay. All right.
Yeah.
Second edition. It's gone up since then, but I basically like study the Q's and X's, so that if that time ever came up, like I would have a weird word that no one would believe is a word.
Sure.
I'm like, right here in the dictionary. I've got the official Scrabble dictionary right here. It is in there.
He's got the page flagged and everything.
Right.
He's ready.
That was bookmarked. Q's and X's, man. That was it.
We conclude that the mRNA vaccines dramatically increase inflammation of the endothelium and T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscle and may account for the observations of increased thrombosis, cardiomyopathy, and other vascular events following vaccination. That's a long way of saying that all of the uptick that we've been hearing about, we're hearing about soccer players dropping on the soccer field, we're hearing about otherwise healthy people now having heart condition problems. They are saying, the American Heart Association here is saying, that we conclude that the mRNA vaccine is to blame.
Interesting.
From the American Heart Association itself.
I think that's the most interesting part.
Yes.
Because you would think that they would be part of that propagandemic machine.
So this is my prediction. They did research on this, and they are reporting on their research because they're trying to help, right?
Yep.
And I think somebody is going to contact them. Maybe that's Dr. Fauci or his people. Maybe that's the U.S. government. Maybe that's Moderna or Pfizer. They're going to contact them. They're going to threaten them. They're going to blackmail them. And then they're going to write another article. Oh, guys, we're wrong. That's what's going to happen.
We saw that report you put out. We can have a little talk about that, eh? Go archive that article. Like, screenshot it, print it, save it as a PDF.
I have a feeling that's going to be taken down soon.
Not only taken down, or edited it, right? And then memory hold.
Yep, they're going to throw that one down the memory hole. Goodbye.
Let's see, you know what?
I'm not surprised, because I knew this was happening, because I literally saw it firsthand, and I had other nurses come to me, because they kind of knew where I stood regarding, you know, my distrust of the vaccines and what is going on here. So they kind of just like pulled me aside and they're like, hey, like, have you been noticing like all of these people who are like newly ill that have literally just gotten the vaccine days ago? And then I kind of like put my feelers out and was just like looking through medical records of like patients that were, you know, like I wasn't doing anything bad. Like they were my patients that I was taking care of. So I had, you know, legal access to these records.
Yeah.
And I was just doing, you know, like a little overview, like when they got vaccinated and what their like recent past medical status was and what their new medical status was. And I saw a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
A lot of like our strokes are going way up. Our heart attacks going way up.
And that's just part of the new normal.
Yeah. And now they're putting out propaganda saying that, oh, parents need to know the signs and symptoms of a stroke because it's normal for children to have a stroke. Oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. No, it is not in no world.
People are literally trading in a cough, a sneeze, a runny nose, a temperature, some chills, you know, some flu-like symptoms for children with strokes, for, you know, cardiac problems, for heart attacks, for why on earth would you trade those for each other?
I saw this meme and it said, how did we go from saving grandma to children dying.
Yeah.
Like, how did we make that leap from, like, we're trying to save the elderly to, eh, whatever, if little Timmy has a, you know, whatever.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps, like, and mission creep.
Yeah.
Right? From the beginning, pointed out here on this program, right? It's not just going to be 2 weeks. This is the start of something bigger, and here we are.
Yeah, and the other telling thing to me, the indicator, if you will, is who is, I'm asking you guys, Nikki, Richie, yep. Rich, what country is the most tyrannical when it comes to the COVID stuff?
Australia, probably, is what Australia. It seems like. Yeah.
Now, normally, in world news, that kind of a thing, you know, pick your news outlet, you know, I don't, if it's RT, if it's NBC, if it's, you know, I don't care, whatever your outlet is. Pick your outlet. Normally, if there's one country that is far more tyrannical than the other countries, then the countries who are less tyrannical, their news outlets generally call them out on it. We told you that we were going to talk about a woman who tried to hire a hitman online. But that's not really the full scope of
this
the
picture. This is dark web stuff, right? Silk Road, you need cryptocurrencies and the bitcoins to...
It's far more superficial than that. It's okay. Not, yeah. It's not one of those, like, you got to know the secrets of the internet in order to go. No. This is from, and you brought this in, Richie Rich. This is from, where is it from? Greenwich. Oh, GreenwichTime.com. A Michigan woman tried to hire an assassin online at rentahitman.com.
Is that a real website?
Well, we're not going to go to it from this studio. That's all I'm clear about.
Fine, I'll do that on my personal time.
Yeah, maybe fire up a VPN before you do it.
Oh, yeah. I already got that covered.
I thought about that. When I saw the article, I thought about it. I'm like, can we check this out, like, on air? Can we actually go to rentahitman and just see what... And I'm like, no.
You got bad reviews from that idea?
I didn't even pitch it to anybody. I just internally thought it through. I went, nope, not from this studio.
Yeah, no, that would be a bad idea.
Not when they're already monitoring the comings and goings of this studio.
However, the fact that a website exists that is rentahitman.com, like... At first, you're like, that's amazing, but, like, also, is it real?
The trouble for Wine was that rentahitman.com is a fake website.
Oh, no. No way.
You're kidding me. It's not real?
It's not ran by the police?
Actually, that's what, it is a real website, apparently.
Apparently.
Not that I've gone there myself or anything, but...
She did find some information
there. She
was
able to go... The website is a real website in that it exists.
Right.
But it's not actually performing the business that it claims to be performing.
And it's not run by Guido Fanelli.
No, it's actually run by his brother Anthony.
As if there couldn't be, like, a more cliche Italian name for a hitman.
Guido and Anthony.
Right. But by Bob Innes, a 54-year-old Northern California man who forwards any serious inquiries to law enforcement.
To what?
What a rat.
Law enforcement.
What? Why would he do such a thing? Oh, this is a snitch site.
Which means you might be able to go to it at this point, right? Like, maybe it's okay because it's just you don't put any information in. So we
probably just wouldn't.
We know who the registrar is.
I wouldn't recommend it. Don't go to this website.
Just saying.
Err on the side of caution.
Fair enough. Just saying. Innes launched the site 16 years ago as part of it. So it's been around.
I wonder, like, how old it looks, you know? Like, is it the old website looking thing, or is it, like, does it have a newer feel to it, you know?
We have a brave soul out there who went to the website and sent me screenshots.
Oh, really? Yeah. Can you describe it to us?
Again, it's a newer website. It's got the little hamburger menu.
Okay.
Nice little color scheme.
So it's kind of up to date. It's not like an old leftover 90s, early aughts
kind of
thing.
Not one of those. And you can actually leave a Yelp review. So if you like what you've seen here and are happy with our services, feel free to leave a Yelp review. Thank you, Guido.
Does it show how many stars they got?
No, I'm also not clicking on that.
Right, yeah. I don't blame you.
But I wonder,
5 stars.
I wonder if you could go to Yelp, right, and check out rentahitman.com and see if that pops up.
Right.
Would it be bad if I did that?
I don't know. We're on shaky ground here.
Yeah, I know, so maybe not.
I don't.
I'm just curious. I just want to see.
Yes.
Maybe later.
Yes.
Maybe at somebody else's house.
You could be curious for 5 to 10 in a moment.
Curiosity killed the cat. So we were talking about this lady, Mrs. Wine, Miss Wine, arguably.
Sure.
Ms. Wine? I don't know. What,
you
know.
Ms. Now.
Mrs. Past Tense.
Who's age 52, apparently, so a little older than I am, which means she's probably not all that technologically adept.
You know, you would have to fall for this.
I'm on the top end of the technology curve for my age group.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean, like, you know, compared to people who are younger than me, I'm definitely not at the top of their technological edge.
If he can verify the existence of the person requesting a hitman and the target they want murdered, he forwards the information to one of Rent-A-Hitman's 17,985 field operatives, which just so happens to be the approximate number of law enforcement agencies in the country.
What?
So this guy isn't a cop that we're aware of.
No.
But yet...
Started a security service back in the day, and then this was what became it.
And now he's literally farming leads to law enforcement for potential murder for hires.
Right. And so all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this guy.
Yeah, me kind neither. Of a sketch.
All these years later, he's still a little dumbfounded. People don't realize this site is bogus. I don't get it, Innes told the Washington Post. People are just stupid.
I mean, round of applause to this guy for coming to the conclusion that, yes, people are indeed just stupid.
And as a quote to the Washington Post, so that, you know. Innes launched his website not as a way to catch criminals, but as a possible business venture. From 2003 to 2005, he studied network security and was considering opening a business that would test a company's online infrastructure for vulnerabilities. He was also collecting domain names in the hopes of reselling them for a profit. With both of those ventures in mind, he registered rentahitman.com on February 5th, 2005.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
So Innes got an email from a chick named Helen.
Right.
And he verified the information. And then I can tell that this lady was hell-bent on having these three people murdered, he said. But he gave Helen a possible out. The same one he still gives everyone, including Wine. Before relaying their information to police, he sent an email with two questions. Do you still require our services? And do you want me to place you in contact with a field operator?
Jeez.
Well, I mean, he's not lying about the field operator.
Well, he defined it himself.
Those aren't leading questions at all. He's not trying to, you know. All right, go on.
All right. Helen did. So he reached out to a friend, a sergeant in a police department, who then called Canadian authorities, Innes said. Police found Helen, he said, adding that she served about 4 months behind bars on a charge of soliciting to commit murder before she was hauled back to the UK. Innes said he learned that the three people she was targeting were her family members, but they were never hurt.
Wait. So didn't she get what she wanted? Wasn't what she wanted was she was stranded in Canada and she wanted to get back to the UK?
I mean, if you want to put it like that.
Nobody died, but she still got back to the UK.
You know, sometimes the in-laws, right, can be very, very annoying.
I mean, I know plenty of people who are married and, you know, one or the other hates the in-laws of the other one.
Right.
You know, there's some sort of animosity there for whatever reason. Personalities clash, whatever, that kind of thing. I, however, know very few people that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I don't have a good enough relationship with these people to know that they would not go to a website to try and find a hitman to kill their in-laws or their significant other. Maybe I don't.
At least not on that kind of website, right? Like, I'm sure that stuff exists on the dark web somewhere.
I would imagine.
I don't know what the work rate for hitmen are, but they exist somewhere out there. I don't know any personally, but it's a career path you could choose to follow.
I think it's pretty pricey to hire a hitman, I would assume.
Well, somewhere it was like $15,000 on.
I thought that was low.
Doesn't that seem low?
It seems low based on what the movies tell you hits cost.
Yeah.
Well, just on, well, I mean, we've been talking about inflation a lot here at Free Talk Live. So like 15 grand ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? Like it seems low.
It's only like a quarter of a Bitcoin. Wine did have a moment of doubt and hesitation when she first reached out to a Guido and rent a hitman. In her initial email, she outlined who she wanted killed and why. She said she could pay some money for the outsourced wet work, but was not a rich person. Then she expressed a shred of incredulity about the whole hiring a professional killer on the open internet situation. Quote, "This is kind of weird that your company is not on the deep or dark web," she wrote, according to Innes. "I prefer not to go to jail. Thank you for your time."
So wouldn't she just go to the dark web if she was looking for a website on the dark web?
You would think. But no. she was like the little red flag, like right there, like she was
so close.
She was so, like, this is, why aren't you on the dark web? Like, how do you get away with this?
No. Lady, why aren't you on the dark web?
It sounds like we don't know that she didn't.
Well, if she did, she didn't find what she was looking for and decided to go with the cheaper service at rentahitman.com.
Which, again, should be relabeled as rentadiscounthitman.com based on the pricing that we've read about here tonight on Free Talk Live.
$200 down payment for a hitman?
And a $5,000 total? Like, that seems inexpensive. Although, I guess, you know, what is the price of a human life these days?
So, it's funny because generally a home birth midwife will charge around $5,000 with like a $200 down payment.
Sarah, what kind of driver are you that New Mexico is number one in fatalities?
Well, that's a statistic. We ran over and killed about 97 pedestrians.
You did?
On average each year. Yes, per 2 million people, 1.8 million people. We kill about 97, about 40 of them are from this Albuquerque area, and then the rest of them, they just went over and killed elsewhere.
So it sounds like you don't even need to hire a hitman. You can just send them on vacation to Albuquerque.
And Sarah will run them over for you.
Well, I'm not going to run them over, but a drunk driver will over here. If you want to get...
Well, yeah, you gotta get lubed up before you commit murder, of course.
You take the edge off.
Yeah, you're going to, you know, get some... What do you like to drink, Sarah? Tequila?
No, I don't drink any alcohol, but people like to drink and drive here. And am I talking to Ian? You sound like Ian.
No, Ian's not here.
It's the captain. No, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Okay, all white guys sound alike. You guys don't know. Yeah, New Mexico, bad drivers here are like their tornadoes and hurricanes and tycoons. Instead of earthquakes, we got like drunk drivers and people that run the stop signs and red light cameras here.
Somebody has taken it upon themselves to go back into the archives.
This is a person named Somebody.
Yes. Actually, it's a person named Bonnie, current co-host. She's taken it upon herself to go and dig up some of the most quotable things that nobody has said. And we're just going to feature a different quote from nobody every day.
I love it.
If you want to learn more about the Crypto Six, please go to thecrypto6.com. There's a couple of videos up there that'll tell you the whole story in a much better fashion than I can here in, you know, 15 seconds. But this is today's quote from nobody. Different people evaluate risk differently. That's part of how mankind became what it is. Different people make decisions of different qualities, and by doing so, they ensure their own survival or destruction. And that is our right. We don't know for sure what's true. I let people make their own decisions because nobody knows how to do it better than you do. And that's a quote from nobody. New Hampshire governor primary debate, August 28th of 2020.
The South African variation.
Oh, the moronic variation?
Yeah, that was your, what, how do you, I don't remember.
Omicron.
Anagram, yeah, it's where you take
like
the letter.
Like the planet from Futurama.
Yes.
But anyway. About 2 weeks ago, I called in, and somehow in the end of the conversation, this South African thing and how they hadn't been infected came up. And then, bang, and I mentioned during that call that I wonder if it might be their resistance to the malaria, you know, been taking some kind of a quinine variant or whatever forever. And then about 5-7 callers later, a cat calls in and says that indeed the tribal people there do meet every Saturday or whatever, and they have their little pill party and take whatever it is to, you know, reprieve the malaria from their system. And I was thinking a long time ago, the Wuhan lab has never been shut down. We're still throwing dead presidents into that damn thing.
Yep.
You think they're not trying to figure out how to re-manipulate this thing to overcome whatever variants, you know, that they have not surmised?
Or they're releasing the variants themselves. Scientists?
That's what I think. Did
you hear that, Major Richie Rich opined that they're releasing the variants themselves?
Well, they are and they aren't, because this thing is like the flu. It does have the ability to mutate.
We mentioned just before the break that we were going to talk about an L.A. firefighter being investigated for literally wiping his ass with a vaccine mandate letter.
Investigated in quotes. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. And why would this call for an investigation?
Did he really do it?
Like,
do we have a DNA sample?
Is this
Pixar didn't happen?
Is this necessary to investigate? You know, I don't know. But you brought this in from ZeroHedge.com, Richie Rich.
I did, because again, weird stuff, funny stuff. That's my jam. A firefighter in LA has been placed on leave and is under investigation after he literally wiped his ass with a vaccine mandate notification letter.
Now I have a question. Is it literally or literally?
I'm going to say it depends on where you're from.
Really?
And
you think that's a regional thing?
Maybe.
Literally versus literally?
And it's also easier for me to say it that way with the tongue ring. Otherwise, it sounds weird.
Okay.
So I try to over-enunciate things that might be obfuscated by the tongue ring.
I mean, I have no preference how you say it.
Literally.
I just don't know. Like, I tend to probably say literally.
Okay. Literally.
Like, yeah, literally.
Literally.
Instead
literally.
Of literally. I don't put the ch sound right in there, but, you know, whatever.
It's tomato, literally, tomato. Literally. The Los Angeles Times reported the LAFD member responded to receiving the noncompliance letter by dropping his pants and wiping his buttocks with the letter.
Good man.
Buttocks. Such a good word. Buttocks. Yeah, it's just, I just like the word.
A spokesman for LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said that the mayor's expectation is that the fire department leadership will handle this matter definitively.
They're going to handle the matter?
literally, they're going to handle the matter. And make it clear that these appalling actions will not deter enforcement of rules that were put into place to save lives. So if he's expecting to get fired, fine, right? But what if that's the example that gets set and all the other firefighters go like, well, I'm just going to wipe my ass too. They can't fire all of us.
Also, right? I would just like to point out that as a person who I always hate saying I own property because I don't. I'm paying on some property. I have a mortgage and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But you understand what I'm saying when I say, as a person who owns property, if my house is burning, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Please come and put the fire out.
It's a great point.
If my house is burning, I only want the guy that wiped his ass with that letter.
Like, oh no, don't save my house. You're unvaccinated. No, please save my house. I don't care your vaccination status.
You're going to run in with the respirator on and lift it to cough on the burning embers just to make sure that COVID spreads?
I'm going to run out there and, like, you know, the fireman's already got all sorts of gear and he's
that's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to put one of those little medical masks over the top of it.
They found fecal matter on the pages.
Weird.
Is that what it says?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that was earlier in there. Yeah.
Oh,
the report adds that the firefighter left fecal matter on the document before dropping it to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, did they expect him to remove it before dropping it to the ground? Like,
I thought it was just like a funny thing. I didn't know he really like pooped and then wiped with it.
Well, no, he didn't.
Is he like planning ahead of time?
No,
he didn't finish the job the first time. Yeah, like I'm going to save this for that letter when they hand it to me.
Yeah, I don't think he like, you know, did his business. I think that he probably maybe had an inkling that something was going down and didn't, you know, freshen himself up properly from the morning deuce.
I don't like him anymore. I thought he was cool. Not anymore.
He's a micro-deucer? knew how to take care of it.
Wow, that's a callback. Nice.
Good
well
luck,
done, Richie.
Good luck with that one.
Find the callback to Microdeuce in the archives over at freetalklive.com. Anyway, go ahead, Richie Rich.
A spokesperson for L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said that the mayor's expectation is that the fire department leadership will handle this matter definitively and make it clear that these appalling actions will not deter enforcement of rules that we've put in place to save lives. The Fire Commission President Jimmy Woods Gray added, "I am beyond appalled at such an act by the LAFD firefighter."
He's probably rolling in laughter.
Well, these upper management people, they take their jobs way too seriously.
If I need an ambulance, you know, if I'm having a heart attack or if I'm injured in some way, I could really care less if you've been frickin' vaccinated. You know, if I'm in a life-threatening situation and you are poised to help me, or even better, employed to help people, right? If you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're an emergency responder, a first responder of any kind, a volunteer even, I don't care. And I would venture to guess that most people don't care. If their life is in danger, they're not going to give two craps about whether or not you're vaccinated.
Understood, but it just seems a little odd that the cops are saying that they aim to maintain human rights, constitutional rights, civil rights, and civil liberties.
It said first responders, right?
In this one, it was the police and firefighters who have formed this resistance group, but there has been pushback from first responders.
There is nothing I would love to see more, though, than people employed as agents of the state turning against the state.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It just seems disingenuous to me, because it's just they're saying those things to serve their own self-interest.
Okay. Yeah, a little ironic.
Agreed.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.